The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. The Netherlands and the Reuters headline tells a story of turmoil. Dutch government to face no confidence vote after election loss. Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte's government faced a no confidence vote on Wednesday over plans to cut nitrogen emissions on farms, 3 weeks after being beaten in provincial elections by a farmers' protest party opposed to such cuts. Farmers' protest party. Boer Burger Beweging, Farmer Citizen Movement. And I welcome my colleague Michael Jan, who told me some weeks ago he was headed to the Netherlands because of farmers' protest. I didn't ask another question. I thought, if Michael's going there, something's unhappy. Michael, a very good evening to you. Nitrogen emissions, challenging the government of the Netherlands. Farmer Citizen Movement. Who are they, and what is it? What is their mission? What is their complaint? Good evening to you.
Super interesting. I'm down in Panama in Central America, tracking the invasion down here from the Darien Gap. But I just flew over back to Netherlands recently. Jordan Peterson asked me to go over and check out the current situation, which I did, and came on his show. And we were talking about, as you know, I spend significant time in Netherlands in recent times because of the many things that are going on. First of all, the incredible invasion, which they call migration. And this is all related to something called Tri-State City. Tri-State City is the super smart city that's being built. It's supposed to comprise of about 30 million people. They call it Tri-State City because it includes most of Netherlands, a little bit of Germany, and a little bit of Belgium. And it's the super city that's at the end of the railhead from the Belt and Road Initiative Railway that comes all the way from Shanghai and Chengdu in China. It goes all the way across Asia, and it ends at Rotterdam. Rotterdam is the biggest port in Europe. The second biggest port in Europe is Antwerp, which is just south of Rotterdam. So these two biggest ports in Europe, main arteries of Europe, are in Tri-State City, right? And now to make – think about that. If you control Tri-State City, you control the two biggest ports in Europe, right? That's a big, big deal. So Tri-State City, to make Tri-State City, they need to take the farmland from the farmers, many of the farmers in Germany, Belgium, and Netherlands. Because the Dutch farmers, for instance, in Netherlands, they own roughly 62% of the land, depending on what you believe on statistics. Let's say 60 to 70%. They own most of the land in Netherlands. And the farmers, of course, reclaimed a lot of that land from the sea. Many interesting aspects about taking their land. For instance, some years ago, a law was passed to protect wolves in Netherlands. Wolves, like big bad wolves, right? There were no wolves. So people were like, well, why would we need a law to protect the wolves? There's no wolves here. Everybody's like, okay, just pass the law. So they passed the law, and now there's wolves. A lot of wolves in Netherlands, and they're killing the sheep, they're killing the cows, they're killing the horses, and one of the wolves, as soon as I landed, he got killed right near my hotel. He got hit by a car out on the highway. Right? These are serious wolves. And one wolf in Germany, about a month ago, was chasing this young German woman. She had an electric bike, and she said she hit the turbo button, and she barely got away. And another pack of wolves killed the horse of Ursula von der Leyen, EU witch, as they call her, over in the German. A wolf killed her pony. They're looking for the wolf. They got DNA off of her pony. And one of the wolves, they named it something like D50, 250 or something. It doesn't matter. But the bottom line is they're taking this land from the farmers through many mechanisms. One is releasing wolves. And it's right on the World Economic Forum website, by the way. It's right on their website about wolves will be everywhere, bears and all this stuff. And so And another thing is stikstof, which is nitrogen in Dutch language, right? So they're blaming the farmers for polluting the land with stikstof, nitrogen. Now, they're not even allowed to use cow manure on most of their land unless it's like, you know, super controlled and that sort of thing. They consider cow manure itself to be a poison. You can't even make up this stuff. And so they've done this, you know, tremendous information campaign about stikstof, you know, nitrogen fertilizers poisoning the lands and waters. Now, keep in mind, the Dutch farmers are some of the most efficient in the world, right? So if you're going to have anybody doing your farming, you'd want it to be like Dutch, right? Now, as you cross the border over to Germany, which borders the Netherlands, they don't talk about stikstof there. They talk about carbon dioxide. So over there, you know, the main thing that's going to kill everybody on the earth is carbon dioxide. You cross on over in the Netherlands and it's stikstof, because that's what will work in the information campaign there. So they're using bureaucracy to steal the farms from Dutch farmers. Now, the Dutch farmers, they're more and more they're taking hints from the French. You know, the French farmers, for years, I thought that they were kind of overboard, protecting every little thing. The farmers would hit the streets in France. But the farmers were right. I was wrong. The French farmers, if you come to take one of their carrots out of their field, they're going to block the streets. I mean, the French government's terrified of French farmers. But the Dutch farmers, you know, they're much more sedate, let's say, right? And you know, they could easily just block Rotterdam Harbor, which is the biggest harbor, you know, biggest port city in all of Europe. But they've never done that for some reason, right? They could easily put huge economic pressure, but they just won't do it. Anyway, in comes this party called the BBB party, as you just mentioned, the Bornburger Bewegung, which means like farmer citizens movement in Dutch language, right? But it's interesting. I just drove about 800 miles around Netherlands. And believe it or not, you can drive 800 miles around the Netherlands if you crisscross everywhere, because I was talking with farmers everywhere and going to political party meetings and that sort of thing. And there's these BBB signs everywhere for this new political party. I say new. It came out in 2019. And the leader is a lady named Caroline van der Plas, right? And so this party started in 2019, mysteriously, and it is very well funded. And I was seeing these signs everywhere, like hundreds and hundreds of these big signs in farmers' fields. BB Better. BB Better was the actual sign, and their emblem is in green. Now, let's say I lived in Europe for more than 6 years, right? Green is red over there. In other words, green means basically communist, right? You know, that's the sign for the Bornburger Bewegung party is actually green. And then all these political signs are BB Better, Build Back Better, right? So, you know, and I bring this up to the farmers. They're telling you who they are. They're not even hiding that BB Better party is to divide you off from, for instance, FVD party, Forum for Democracy, who was, you know, fighting harder, actually. But now they just lost. I was with the FVD on the night of the elections on the 15th of March. And you know, it didn't go well for FVD. And Bornburger Bewegung Party just swept the field, right? And now all these farmers I was talking with, almost all of them are like, no, they're, you know, the BBB party is really here to represent us. I'm like, information war is what I do. I've written 3 books on information war. Unfortunately, they're all in Japanese language because I've been over in Japan trying to wake them up. But the bottom line is information war is one of my main parts of my profession, right? And I kept telling them, this is very clear to me. That is a trick. The BBB party is going to help them steal your farms. And the first thing that BBB is doing right now is actually saying, okay, we admit that there's a stikstof nitrogen problem, and now we've got to find common ground and negotiate with the government. I'm like, okay, see, right there. They're going to give away your farms. But now, that's not what you're seeing in the news. Look, I have this, you know, the senator we both know down in Colombia, Maria Cabal, right? Maria sends me a message from Colombia. She says, look, Michael, she saw that I was in Netherlands. She said, the farmers are really, you know, making a lot of progress in Netherlands. I said, Maria, I don't think that's the situation. I think they were just tricked. But notice, in media around the world is giving BBB a lot of air, and it's mostly neutral. It's not negative against BBB, CNN, all the rest. It's not negative, right? That should be a major red flag that BBB party is getting major international news, and it's not negative,
Michael, the farmers were protesting. Do they continue to protest? We're headed to Japan. I just want to know where we are right now. They were on the roads with their tractors challenging the government. Have they gone home?
Well, they think that they just scored a major victory. And, you know, and I know a lot of Dutch farmers and fishers now because I've been hanging out with them so much, and they are feeling that moment of euphoria, which I think is going to evaporate. Now, keep in mind, I'm in a minority. Most people are saying that I'm wrong, and I hope that I'm wrong. And I don't think that I am. Time will tell. Give it about another 6 months or so.
All right, the government survived a no-confidence vote. BBB says, having done well in a provincial election, it's now going to negotiate with the central government, and there will be results from that. That would be the next time for Michael Jan to travel to the Netherlands. This is Michael reporting after many weeks traveling, and I'm catching up with his travel log. He's now back in Panama because we're looking to spend more time reporting on the Darien Gap, the famous and arduous and parallel in Panama on the Pan-American Highway that has led to the deaths and disappearances of untold immigrants seeking a better life in Central America all the way to North America. That's where Michael is now. But in the meantime, he traveled to Japan, and leaving the Netherlands farmers to either to be fooled or satisfied with BBB, Boer Burger Beweging, we're headed to Japan, where Michael has spent time with bear hunters in the north of Tokyo. Bears, Asian black bears. Michael Jan at locals.com is where to follow Michael's reporting. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.